Chapter 55. We believe it's time for a change, Sylvie Hunter said to Gaia, as much as she was talking to herself. We can't let this go on. There's no way humans will survive much longer, so I'm accelerating the situation. I have to stop them from destroying everything else. Evidence shows that the time for humanity on this planet is indeed extremely limited, Gaia confirmed, and then continued. The Earth is experiencing what's being called a polycrisis. There are at least 15 massive global changes and shifts occurring, only because of human activity. Temperature changes, rising sea levels, and other events will cascade upon themselves. The entire stability of the planet is about to change. Fish can't breathe. Water no longer contains the oxygen they need. Everything everywhere is unbalanced, Sylvie said, finishing the thoughts of Gaia. I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's all so overwhelming. If the various governments of the world diverted their military budgets to renewable energy production, to an efficient transition away from carbon and plastic cleanup, that would be the most effective start, Gaia said, reiterating statements that had long been programmed into its existence. I know, but we haven't been able to convince them to get off each other's backs, Sylvie lamented. Then there's the whole issue with diversity loss and species at risk. The motherfucking fraudsters would rather build McMansions than save a few species of creatures that might unlock more secrets to universal languages or the cure for cancer. Maybe we should try this, Sylvie said, as she tapped a few lines of code into her computer. Very eloquent, Gaia said. We can use our AI programming to begin a process of destabilizing military equipment. Almost all of it is now dependent on programming of some kind, so if they can't use it, they can't hurt each other, or other creatures of Earth. Well, at least we control big chunks of the military now that Garamond is dead and his assets are in the hands of the Council, Sylvie said. It looks like the financial and oil industries will also come under the control of Holdfast soon, now that Stella Green and Sat Ryfield are out of the way.